T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas, coming.
Saw his star in the east, and we have come. Listen, stop. Now, Marcus.
Nigga, is that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be the fucking Washington football team in the middle of the first quarter, nigga?
I mean,
his star in the east, and we have come. Listen, stop now, Marcus.
Who's nigga, the bitch screaming, stone him?
Stone him?
Listen.
He saw his star in the east, and we have come. Listen. Stop. Now. Marcus.
Oh, I thought she said stone.
Sounds like you're saying, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
What would you say about the Washington football team?
I'm saying that looks a lot like the fucking Washington football team when that one nigga fucking mushed that other dude and they started
squaring. You know, this is for you. This is for you. This is for Cowboys fans.
Level, get on my level. You ain't never ever, 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 ever. What? Get on my level. What? Get on my level. What? Get on my level. Get on my level.
Bitch, nigga, you. I'm sorry. Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode 170.
Fucking song, and you know it, nigga.
We have not even introduced the show. It is episode 170 of Blurt. You know what's fucked up? I've finally, past couple days, when I've been sitting around the house, because I have nothing to do, because you niggas is dirty and nasty, I've been listening to the podcast version of this. And so, like, certain things, it's like, yeah, we got to make sure we describe shit. Like, I get certain clips. Certain clips you can hear shit, but just now you just gonna hear Trillville, get on my level.
What? Like, dang, just confused. Just silence. Just the...
This is just funny. New. I'm your resident super villain, Mr. Jay Washington.
I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall.
Happy third day of Kwanzaa. Kuji Chagulia, yes. I believe it is.
No. It is Ujamaa.
Ujamaa.
No, right. Sorry. Ujima. It's Ujima. Tomorrow's Ujamaa.
Ujima's Ujamaa. Today's Ujima. Tomorrow's Ujamaa.
Umoja. Kuji Gagulia.
Kuji Chagulia.
Ujima.
Ujamaa.
Ujamaa. Nia.
Mm-hmm.
my mother would kill me because we did. I think it's Imani, and then I'm trying to remember what
the last one is. It's a bunch of black kids' names that's going to be taught in a preschool. You need to
shut the fuck up. Nigga, it's all Swahili, bitch. Don't do this.
I know what it is.
But Kumba, it's a bunch of little 6 days is Kumba, last day is Imani.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Okay. It's a bunch of little black girls' names in a preschool who going to be also, around a little white boy named
Trevor. Also, if we're going to do this, nigga, you got to do it right. Habari Ghani, everybody.
Habari Ghani.
That's a... There it is. There it is.
I meant to do it.
You can do Boondocks, the Harambe salute. Harambe.
There it goes.
Harambe.
Told y'all at least once every show, no matter what, somehow. Some
Boondocks reference. Harambe. Harambe. Harambe.
You know what? Thank y'all for Sunday for watching Blurs After Dark. Nothing happened on the show. Thank y'all for Thursday. Wednesday, Marshall. Did you
just say? Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Literally, every time, every show.
Niggas coming.
How am I doing? I'm doing good, man. I got home in one piece. I had a great time with my dad.
In the back cave.
In the back cave, right? Had a great time with my dad. Made the man's maybe whole life when I showed up and I was like, hey, dad, do you want to go to the driver? And she's like, what? Yeah, you tell me when. When do you want to go? Of course. Oh, my God. Shit. Do you have a shirt? You have to have a collared shirt. You can borrow one of mine. It doesn't fucking matter. You borrow one of my shirts. We go. Oh, my God.
That was for sure.
Get on my level. What? Get on my level.
That nigga's daddy was like, oh,
Kristen, accurate retelling. That is the truth. That nigga straight up was like, what? But it was cool. It was cool spending time with him. It was cool having a vacation that wasn't like a let's go out and get super fucked up. Now, mind you, he tried, and not even because my dad drinks like that. He does drink a lot, but he's a wino. So this nigga's like, okay.
He's a wino?
He is. When I tell you this dude has 5 above-ground wine cellars completely full, where the cheapest bottle of anything is roughly about $150.
Congratulations! Oh my God.
Like, to the point where he had this really expensive champagne we were drinking all weekend, but then for Christmas specifically, he goes, son, go upstairs to my upstairs wine cabinet, and would you grab me a Dom P, please? We're going to have that for Christmas. I said, nigga, what? Like, I literally...
Stop it. Get some help.
Nah, I looked at him, and I was like...
What the fuck?
Oh shit.
So like I was genuinely very confused by that, but that dude, Dom P is smooth than a motherfucker. I don't think it's worth its price tag, if I'm being real. There's a lot of really good champagnes that are pretty smooth and like taste good that I don't need to pay. What's the bottle go for? I mean, like $250 or something like that?
Some real good Dom P. Some Dom Perignon. Some Dom Perignon, nigga, goes for a good price.
Yeah, about $180 to $200. I don't necessarily think it's worth that much personally, but it's very good. It is very, very good. I'm not gonna knock what I tried. I just wouldn't pay that much. That's hilarious. People are like, shit, what's his father might actually be Batman? Like, if so, this nigga has gone full Dark Knight Return shit, dude. Like,
nigga, it started out. Daddy, do you want to go golf in that drive? Do you want to do driving range? Daddy was excited. Then daddy was like, oh, me and my son going to drink wine together. And your ass was like,
shit.
Let me see.
You ain't said nothing but a word, Negro.
Let alone the rum. If you were here on Thursday or if you were here on After Dark, the rum that I would say, that 21-year-old Guyanese rum, man. So it was just cool to just have some time.
Well, shit.
Honestly, after New Year's, I gotta give alcohol a break for a bit, because even though I wasn't turning up, it was that slow burn of having champagne and rum from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to sleep at night that my body is finally like,
Okay.
So
quitters never prosper.
Huh?
Quitters never prosper.
Fuck you, bitch. So today was a day to get my stuff together. I ran a bunch of errands, got ready for the cool New Year's Eve party we're going to do on Friday. You know, all negative tests willing. Jay's coming through. I'm excited to hang out with the boy again. So it'll be a good time, man. I'm excited for all that. And then tomorrow is just wrapping up end of the year stuff, paying the last few bills for 2021, setting up stuff for 2022. Y'all pray for me. Put me in your prayers. I did a big audition right before I left for Christmas that I should start hearing about that next week. They got that last audition in. They're like, we'll see y'all in 2022 with what we're going to do going forward. So keep your fingers crossed. Throw out that good energy. We start off the year off right. That's pretty much it right now, man. I'm just honestly happy to be home. Like, I enjoy being at my dad's house. It's obviously super cool. It's cool to see him. It's cool to see the friends. But I just really missed my home, which was cool. So,
yeah. I missed my home. I love the home.
Sorry. Just kidding. Sorry. 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 My apologies.
Nigga, hush.
Anyways, Mr. J. Washington.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
It's cool.
Mom, we gotta be some Kirkland G.
It just sounds like a nigga said it. It's just the way it came up. I just feel like a nigga said that. Why? Because it's in the middle of me talking about this nigga got 21-year-old rum from fucking Guyana. My mama got me Kirkland jeans. Like, is that what you're trying to say? It was like,
it was more fat. My mama got me some Kirkland jeans. My mama's Levi's was spelled.
London Wesley. Kirkland makes everything.
Think.
Vodka, tequila, rum, whiskey. I just named all liquors, jeans, bread, detergent, eggs.
Kirkland condoms, milk, nigga. You're pregnant.
Condoms. That's you're real. Pregnant. Kirkland condoms, vitamins, flowers, books. Like, Kirkland literally makes everything. Everything, everything. And what's Kirkland, nigga? That's Costco. That is the white label name for Costco brand shit.
Nigga, I'm still, because it was like, you was like, my daddy, he took me golfing, blah, blah, blah. Mama, you know what I mean? Jesus.
Chris, stop Jesus. This.
She's like, it was like, it was like, the Levi was spelled L-E-E-V-Y.
Jay.
Apologize to the hoe.
Stop this. And answer the goddamn question about what you've been doing.
Oh, man.
Yo, wait. Winston David Products is from Kirkland like it's a Pete Pablo song since Justin Ross.
I got
vodka, whiskey, come on and raise up. Take them shots. Put them down your throat. Throw it up like, real quick.
Got whiskey, Peter, tequila, vodka, jeans, and some vitamins. Shout out to the Petey Pablo impression the nigga just did.
No, G. Smith says don't trust them Kirkland condoms. Nah, I said, really? Man.
You get Kirkland condoms, you're pregnant. She pregnant.
No, that's a lie. Because remember, they always take the white label shit that's actually quality, my nigga. So they're going to get in Trojan. And now, if they were doing white label on like some fucking, what was it? Was it Durex was the ones they used to give out for free in college? Yeah, your ass probably pregnant.
Well, shit.
Know that one. All right, so I don't know if y'all have been paying attention. I've just gone through the worst breakup I've ever had to go through in my life. It was the most difficult breakup ever, man. I broke up with my longest relationship.
Nigga, fuck you. I know where you're going with this. I fucking hate you. I need a minute. I fucking hate you. I was like, nigga, who you break up with? You don't even tell me what days. This nigga out here all the time. I'm so lonely. And then he got
I went through my longest relationship. You know, I've been in a relationship with this for since like 4 years, and we came to we didn't come to mutually an amicable breakup. I just felt it wasn't good for me anymore. The relationship wasn't serving me, and I had to, you know, Marie Kondo it. It didn't bring me joy. So I broke up with 24-Hour Fitness and had to let him go. And then this is what happened. So I called yesterday. I was like, first I went on the website. I went on the email. I went on the website. I was like, yo, I got to break up with y'all. We came to sing a word. Then the website was like, not going to work today, nigga. So then I called him. I was like, hey, I was wondering, like, look, we need to talk. and I think we should, are you sitting down so we can have this happen? They was like, no, you need to come in here. And so I was like, fuck. So I got there today, this morning.
So you tried to ghost your longest standing relationship, and they said, tried. Nah, nigga, you gonna look me in my eyes and tell me you done with me.
Nigga. So I go to 24 Bro, outfit.
Jay called them, and 24 said,
nigga, no.
I went to 20, so I go there, right? Get to the gym. I was like, hey, good morning. How was your weekend? I was like, oh, that's right. I'm here to cancel my membership. What?
Nigga, you said that? They looked at you like,
I just want my baby. They was like, wait, this is a lie. I cannot make up in a joke. What happened? What went wrong? I literally said, it's not y'all, it's me. I told him, I came to y'all, and y'all ain't giving me what I wanted. Like, I was hoping to get it all, and that y'all not open 24 hours no more. I work at the nightclub sometimes when there's ain't germs and niggas. Like, after work, if I got a ride home, if I'm driving, if I rent a car, I want to go work out. I can't. Y'all closed. So I don't want to pay for what I'm not getting. But where you gonna go? So they were basically like, did you find a new bitch? And I was like, I did, because I'd already met my new bitch. Her name is LA Fitness.
Nigga, you rolled out that bitch looking like this was your new bitch on your last.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Nigga. Like, totally done, bro. You went to the future hive and started reading the book. You said,
I went. I broke up with 24-hour fitness using the book of Future Hendrix, nigga. Let me tell you. So then, so what happened? Because LA Fitness slid up in my emails. Was like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying? You came through a while ago. We didn't get a chance to make it work, but you might want to come back because we got this special for you. That's only for you, nigga. Like, only for you, babe. And I was like, is it only for me? They was like, only for you. And so I did it. And I was like,
it really is only for you, because this nigga shared with me. Like, nah, nigga, that's not for you. Invalid code, bitch. That's not for you.
I dead ass was like, hey, I dead told Wiz. I was like, man, I just got this. Here, use this link. And the nigga was like, it's not going to do it. So I read that. It was like, this shit ain't transferable, babe. It's for you. So I go to LA Fitness, and they was like, oh, my God, welcome. We so happy you signed up. You have your vaccination. And I showed him my vaccination card. I'm like, bam, here you go. And while I was showing him my vaccination card and putting in the system, some nigga coughed like he was dying, and all of us stopped and was like, I was like,
Bro, I was going to say that this was 24 when they were done with that conversation with you, but it's actually probably for that coughing, nigga. The minute you heard that, the guards at LA Fitness were like,
we're ready.
They pushed me out and paced me.
Wait, I forgot to mention, before I went from 24 to LA Fitness, because I went from one gym to the next, I left out, I canceled my membership, got the print out of the paper to show that I'm done with these niggas. You know what I'm saying? They got me, I can go back to the 20. They was like, but you can freeze your membership for 2 years. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this no more. So before I go to LA Fitness, I walked back at 24. I was like, hey, one for the road. Let me buy. I bought 2 Total War pre-workouts from them. Pay cash. Was like, all right, y'all be blessed. They was like, oh, like they was hurt. They was like, did you really just come in here and buy pre-workout and leave? And I was like, it's what I had to do. So I did that, right? So, you know what I'm saying? So
now, wait a minute. You just reminded me of a story when I was bartending, where this girl was so excited to have lunch with a man and all that. She was waiting. This nigga was 40 minutes late. He sat down, he ordered food, goes, yeah, this ain't working. We gonna have to break up. She's like, what? And then they like, he's like, yeah, eating this food. It's like, yeah, it's just not working, man. I ain't attracted to you no more. You ain't shit. Like, whatever. Okay, bye. And then made her pay for it. The nigga walked off and made her fucking pay for it. So seeing this woman be so...
Gotcha, bitch.
Seeing the woman be so devastated. I got my manager to wait for food because I was like, that's some old bullshit. I'm real sorry about that. But like, well, yeah, that's so really what you did to 24, bro.
I went back in. I was like, yo, let me get these. Like, because here was the thing. I was going to go to LA Fitness anyway after I canceled. And I got a box of Total War with about 4 more left that I need to be. But I forgot my Total War. So I was like, yo, let me go in here. I'm going to buy it. You know, so I'm going to put some money in your pocket before I go. I don't want to leave you empty handed. You know what I'm saying? The Book of Future Hendrix says so. So I went and did that. I started writing on another I've been writing on a new pilot and episode 2 of one pilot. So I've been doing all that. I've been trying to just work out. I didn't shave my face. I had to trim some stubble down. Nigga, I'm not going to shave till like the weekend. Because I was like, I don't want to. If I shave now, I got to shave again on Friday. The next thing I know, my neck going to look like a star crunch or look like I ate a bitch out that just been running the marathon. I don't want that. So I'm going to wait.
I said, we don't have the capacity.
Sometimes you got to, look, let me tell you something, fellas. You can let your woman ride at your face, but if she been going ahead and hiking and shit, you don't want her to take that last step, pull down them yoga pants, and then sit on your face, because then all of a sudden like, you got naked. Like... The bumps on your neck gonna jump out like,
oh shit, oh shit.
So, but nonetheless, so then I, like I said, been writing. I want to find somebody to write with, like, not niggas. Here's the fucking thing: as a comic, if you find out, like, I'm writing some shit that you know of that has a lot of one of the main characters is a woman, right? So I would love for like my writing partner in this to be a woman to have that extra sleep.
You've heard that story before, right? You've heard that story.
What?
I'll tell the extra season of story when you finish. But go ahead. I'll tell you when you finish. Just
now.
just finish.
So yeah. So as you know, I'm writing one of my main characters is a woman, a black woman. But I don't want to always have the voice that I think is in my head and from the experiences. But as a comic, if a nigga says to a woman, "Hey, I want you to write something with me," the implications 9 times out of 10 are automatically believe. He just trying to fuck, and I'm not.
Well, but I think it is, that to me is part of the problem. It's part of the reason why Steve Harvey's take of like, niggas can't be friends with women, you just trying to fuck. No, sometimes you have goddamn partnerships, sometimes you have business partnerships.
Right, like, you're literally just trying to have...
Just friendship sometimes.
Just straight friendship, right, just straight about? Trying to... Because I feel like I can do so much, but I you know, it's always that I'm the counterbalance of what I'm trying to do, of having one main character be a man, one main character be a woman. And also, while I think I might have some dope ideas for where the female character could go, she could have a dope idea for where the male character can go in the perspective of what the story is, you know, encompasses. So that's really that, man. But go ahead, like, niggas want to know this extra seasoning story. And
it's very simple.
And then well, here comes the clip out. Here comes the clip out. All right, here we go.
So during dodgeball, after the games are over, everybody goes to the bar and they just like chat it up or whatever. And so for some reason, it was my friend Tia. You've met Tia, Jay, and then my sister. They were just talking about like, because some of the guys, people are always hitting on each other at the bar, right? They're always just like, oh, let me holler at you, whatever. And somehow it comes out with my sister.
Let me holler, bitch. Let me holler.
So my sister and Tia, and I think maybe Chris, I don't think Kristen was talking to them at this point. I think it was just the two of them, but I've told her this story. But I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, babe. But they were just having the discussion of like, I don't know why all these dudes are always hitting on us. It's not that you don't want to like potentially hook up after the bar, but it's like, shit, you've been running around playing dodgeball, probably all sweaty and shit. Ain't nobody going down on you for that. So he started going around the bar asking dudes, would you go down on a girl after she's worked out, played dodgeball, whatever the fuck? Some guys said yes, some guys said no. But this one nigga, his name is James. He's 22.
Of course it's a nigga named James. Of course it's a nigga named James. Go ahead.
He's 22. They go up to him, they go, James, would you go down on a girl after playing dodgeball? You go, like, you wouldn't want to wait for a shower. You would just go down and write right after. He's like, hell yeah, there's just some extra seasoning.
Hello.
So that just became a thing we started saying. At a certain point, it's like, yes, there is like a point at which balls, vagina, all that are too small. There is a point where crotches are a little too sweaty. But shit, if you're just out here playing, he was like, nah, nigga, that's just some extra seasoning. And I was like, I don't even.
COVID-19.
And I was like, you know what? You know what? He's not wrong. He's not wrong. So it's just at that point, anytime something like that happens, everybody just extra seasoning, dog, extra seasoning.
Listen, there was supposed to be a show happening here, right? We're 25 minutes in.
Yo, London Wesley said it the best. I mean, he's not wrong, but still, hey, yo!
like, there's some niggas going around to some.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
But then there's some women and guys that's like that hear about that and they be like,
I'm fully prepared to suck his dick.
Some niggas are like, yo, extra season and real talk.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck, bro. He's just ooh, like, a meal. A fucking meal.
A meal. Nigga, this is one of this is one of those episodes for the books. Listen, we know, oh my God, oh my heaven and Jesus. I'm going to say this out the way real quick. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. If you want to support, get anything in. If you want to do Cash App Venmo, that's what it is. I'm going to try to only say it earlier because Thursday, I think we're just going to do a best of the year. I'm working on some stuff for that. We know y'all got to pay rent come Saturday unless you sober up and remember Monday. So if you want to go ahead and get the end of the year blessings and greetings in, that's what it is. All right.
Just a little twang ain't bad.
I ain't never seen anybody. Little
nigga,
twang.
Slap your mama or Tony's. Oh no, El Boogie, no.
Oh, Shawnee Bear, I'll take that happy man. Slap your mama's. All right.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Ain't that right, Willie? Yeah, boy.
Hey, yeah, mama.
What the hell you want, Willie?
Friday after next is a Christmas movie. All right, we got to start this show. We got to start this show on a somber note. I want to get this out the way real quick. The legendary, iconic football coach, sports announcer, man who one of the greatest sports franchises named after John Madden has passed away at the age of 85. He passed away this morning, actually. Now, many know he won Super Bowl 11 as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders over the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the NFL put out a statement saying earlier today, we received the sad news that the great John Madden unexpectedly died this morning. He was 85. On behalf of the entire NFL family, we extend our condolences to Virginia, Mike, Joe, and their families. This was said by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. He goes on to say, quote, "We all know him as the Hall of Fame coach of the Oakland Raiders, broadcaster who worked for every major network, but more than anything, he was a devoted husband, father, and grandfather." He says further, nobody loved football more than Coach. He was football. He was an incredible sounding board to me and so many others. There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today. And it closes by saying, the memorial service information will be announced when available.
It's crazy that that happened right as his documentary just dropped.
That's what a lot of people were saying.
Yeah. And I wonder in a number of ways, because I'm sure he got to see it since it was about him already. I wonder if maybe as has happened in the past, he kind of was holding on
to let it
see it. And then that was enough for him to kind of let go and let God.
His peace. Yeah.
Yeah. apparently the same thing was kind of, I know Carrie Fisher died pretty suddenly, but they had said that she wasn't doing quite well beforehand, but then like she went out. So a lot of people were saying she saw the footage of herself in the last couple of Star Wars films, the stuff that she shot before she left. Even the same thing. I don't know if Kobe saw it or not, but you know that Kobe for The Last Dance had just finished his pieces for Michael. That obviously was not like I was holding on. He died tragically, but you know, it's very interesting how that stuff can happen sometimes. And people don't realize a lot of people did not know John Madden outside of the games. And they just the name on the games, and they don't even know why
about him.
Name was on there.
Him and Pat Summerall calling Monday Night Football, all of the football games. Again, iconic coach. My man's before you started seeing the X's and O's with Tony Romo and Troy Aikman, all of them, John Madden, if you look right here, the quarterback's going to drop back. And as he got older, it was because that's the
as joke. He got older, it'd be shit like, it's like the person who wins the game is the one that scores the most
points.
It's like, are you explaining this to a
and the quarterback? He gets the ball, and the quarterback's going to drop back. He's going to throw it to a guy. Guy's called a wide receiver. Why? Because he receives it wide. Everybody was like, okay. So it's time to take John out the booth, y'all. Think about
the he was the man. Like, let's just be 100% real. As a coach, as a commentator, yes. He was the man. And so, you know, it's very sad to hear it. It almost feels like, and I don't know if it's because obviously the world has started to be a little bit more normal, but we're still in this. It just feels like we're losing people at an unusually high rate recently. Now, did they say what he died from?
It hasn't been announced yet. Again, he just died this morning.
Right.
He was 85. And again, it's just like the crazy part is, and I saw this on Twitter when the announcement dropped, there were people who were like, of course. So John Madden has been out of the light for a while. The mm-hmm. first thing people go, he was alive? Because I'm not going to lie to you. I actually thought Madden had already passed away years ago.
I knew the simple fact that I haven't heard from or about him in a minute. I knew he was around. I just didn't, you know, I was just wasn't sure what was going on with all that. So, you know, I rest in peace to one of the greatest men to ever have anything to do with football. You obviously even associating your name with the brand of one of the greatest sports franchises, video game wise, we've ever seen. And really touched a lot of people. Anybody that has loved the sport has been affected by John Madden in one way or another.
So, yes, absolutely. Again,
rest in peace. Now, speaking of, you know, just this is going to be one of my like.
I was going to do it, and I wasn't going to let you. I was not going to let you do this.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
I was just going because I was like, he going to do this.
You can do it.
I'm going to try
this.
You
can do it. You can do it. Well, I can pass the rock. Look,
well,
there you go.
Here's the thing. Okay. But I had to. All right. I had to figure out which one I wanted to put up first because, again, the end of this era happened. That's the name of this episode, and we're talking about the end of Insecure. So I got to figure out which pick. Look, y'all, it's been all
I
over.
I almost went straight into that, and then I realized what you put next, and then I was like,
which I didn't put shit up there. Oh, never mind. Yeah, oops. Yeah, that's the next wrong next story. My bad. Forgot about the middle story. So we didn't think Winston was gonna make it home because the Omarosa was canceling flights left and right. All right. People were getting canceled because, again, the COVID surge is now at a peak, almost at its peak. And this has caused a lot of interruptions in travel, namely due to the fact many flights did not have crew members. Of course, one of the biggest news stories outside of that has just come out today that has been reported that the CDC has now said that instead of quarantining for 10 days, remember initially it was 14, then they dropped it down to 10. They now say that you should quarantine 5 days if you are asymptomatic, right? Well, a lot of people were like, nigga, what is the CDC on? And then it came out, the reason the CDC has said it, that's because Delta CEO has asked the CDC to cut quarantine time for breakthrough COVID cases. Bro, basically, this nigga
can I ask
said,
you a question? Can I ask you a question? You know when Delta came out as the variant that was going to kill us all? Nigga, who knew that either Delta or Delta was going to be the reason we were going to be fucking murked? Like, this nigga. I will tell you this, and this fucking sucks. This sucks so hard. But them kind of kowtowing to this, because I don't know if you heard Fauci's, he did a number of interviews about this, and he was on NPR, hey,
wait,
and they were like.
Wait, it sucks what? Say it again.
What did I say?
He was like, it sucks. He's like, it sucks. He was like, it sucks
so hard.
Fully prepared to suck his dick.
My bad. So Fauci did an interview on NPR, and they were asking, like, so where's the science on the why all of a sudden is it okay to do it only 5 days instead of 14? It's like, well, or 10. And it was like, well, you know, I mean, at that point, it's like, you know, it's fine. It's like, no. But wait a minute. Are you talking about people that are asymptomatic? Or are you saying if you've quarantined for 5 days and you're still sick? It's like, well, I mean, you know, after the 5 days, I'm like, nigga. Why are you shooting your credibility? Like, already you have a lot of fucking right-wing conspiracy theorists talking about you ain't shit and calling for your head. Why are you coming out with some shit and you ain't got no science to back that shit?
I'm going to tell you what it is. And this is the same thing about the current president as well. Here's the problem. They are all of these motherfuckers are trying their hardest to play both sides of the field because it is literally been, yo, we trying to get everybody to be safe on this. Then some motherfuckers keep pushing back. All right, well, you ain't got to do all that. Just be somewhere here. That's literally what it's been, trying to play both sides of the field. The problem with playing both sides of the field are people are dying straight up the middle, no matter what.
Yep.
And again, this has nothing to do with political affiliation.
You just have to make a choice. You just have to make a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Biden just recently said that this is not something that can be held on a federal level. This has to be done on a state level. But the nigga tweeted last year, there needs to be a federal response. Now, y'all know me. I try to look for all this shit. Here's the only caveat, the only one I can see. When you say on a state level, you have states that are acting like COVID is not a thing at all. So there is only so much the federal government can do if a state government isn't doing anything. That's as much as I'll give it a caveat for. You have states like Florida, we're not shutting down, blah, 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 the economy. You didn't give a fuck about the economy beforehand. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I just, it's just one of those things that, like, again, to even know, but let's be honest. I mean, I don't think anybody's that confused. Obviously, we are a capitalistic democracy. We're not just a full democracy where we're looking out for shit. That the economy and capitalism is the thing that actually runs this country. Mm-hmm. So having that, like, now, mind you, I get what's going on, especially in the middle of the holidays, but just say it with your fucking chest. Don't pretend like science has changed. Nah, nigga, you got pressure from another side and you just made a decision. So I don't know. It's what is that for?
That nigga was like, say it with your chest. Basically, what this is what Fauci went on TV and just was like,
look at this graph.
But see, that's the problem. The nigga ain't have no graph. He goes, yeah, you could just like 5 days, whatever.
Because again, everybody is saying about the economy and shit like that. And here's, again, I understand people want to be able to make money and things like that, blah, blah, blah. And like he said, it's a capitalistic democracy. But there's this thing, no matter what people want to think, niggas are still dying. I don't care. People are like, well, with the Omicron variant, you only get a bad cold. No one wants their throat to feel like razors are cutting it. Okay. Well,
Here's the thing that gets me. I have heard a number of people, and I didn't realize this because we're not in like the corporate regular job sphere like that. A lot of companies do this bullshit where they don't give you sick days. Instead, they're like, if you get sick, you're going to have to use your PTO. Like, they had protections before for being out.
My bad, that's PYT, not PTO.
It's completely wrong. And it's also kind of a serious topic, but the idea that you don't get sick days and shit, they expect you to use your PTO to do that. So a lot of people, understandably so, since they don't get a lot of PTO, will be like, well, fuck you, nigga. I ain't using 10 PTO days for whatever. So now you're just walking in the office with fucking COVID.
You walk like, right into the stupid ass shit,
hey, everybody. Good morning.
Like, you sound like a car trying to start up.
Walking to your CEO in HR's office. Hey, I just want to thank you so much for this job. Ew. Oh God, I just spit everywhere. I don't know how I did that. I just gleeded everywhere, nigga. That was gross.
Ooh, all right. But speaking of Delta, now we're going to give you a treat earlier in the show than normal. Not going to play the preamble, but here's a Karen speaking of Delta.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, put your fucking mask on. Who invited you to the conversation?
I'm eating and I can
drink your ass up.
Sir.
Did you call me a bitch?
Yes, I did.
Stop it again.
You're going to jail. As soon as we get in later, you're going to jail. Thanks. Karen. They spit on me. They double go to jail. Bitch.
Well, Patricia Cornwall is the former Playboy model accused in the Delta fighter punch.
She was a Playboy model? Yo, what the fuck? She was a Playboy model?
Former Playboy model. She was charged, all right? So, but here's what I want to So, the neighborhood is some of the funniest shit ever, right? Hold on, let me go to it. So while this was happening, some of you motherfuckers said, chair versus chat. Karen versus Boomer. Dawn of whiteness. Mayonnaise madness.
Yo, welcome to Karen Airlines, my guy. Holy shit. So here's my issue.
Imagine that. Why is this woman making me cheer for a white man?
There's so many things going on here. I mean, first of all, people need to stop putting their fucking hands. Oh, damn.
See, you're saying Playboy model. What are you, 1953?
I'm just like, the first thing is, man, people need to stop putting their motherfucking hands on people. You got to understand.
You put your fucking hands on somebody,
there are consequences. In this fact, I'm really great that this man did not swing back on her. But guess what happened? The minute you put your hands on him, your ass got arrested by the FBI. She was met at the airport in Atlanta by the FBI, and she is now facing federal assault charges. You dumbass.
Excuse me, what?
She's facing federal assault charges.
No.
She used to be on Baywatch. She just saw the pics? Huh.
She was on Baywatch. See, here again. I said it before on this show. I have no qualms about saying it again. There is a level of which my gentlemanly chivalry and my manners will go to a pause. You hit me, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You spit me, I'm uppercutting your motherfucking soul away.
Why was that funny? Especially for someone to be screaming about a fucking mask and spit in someone's face. Are you kidding me?
I'm uppercutting this bitch's soul to the upper room.
My second problem is I need the fucking flight crew to also keep that energy and make that old nigga put his fucking mask on. They are both in the fucking wrong here. She's in the wrong for touching him, spitting on him, get the fuck out of his face, let the professionals deal with that shit. And in the same breath, I need the Delta flight crew to look here, old man. Put your fucking mask on. It is a FAA rule. Put it on or your ass is going to have to deal with the fucking consequences. I need both.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
But the problem with that is, I think Delta Airlines.
Eating? Was he eating? If he was eating, then I'll back off.
Yeah.
If
he's eating, he then said I'll back it. Off he said that it. True. That's what he I said. He was hear, like, I'm eating. Yeah. Hear, he said hear, he was eating, hear. So he doesn't have to.
Hear. No, that's fine. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So,
again. So to that point, she is in the wrong. Stop putting your hands on someone without their fucking consent. If someone has asked to be slapped in the face because that's how y'all get y'all's tickles, that's one fucking thing. You do not put your hands on someone you don't fucking know because guess what?
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
Stop putting your hands on someone you don't fucking know. Because A, you don't.
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
First of all, you don't know how someone's gonna react. And second of all, that's a fucking crime. And so if your ass gets arrested for it, let alone if you get knocked the fuck out, you should have kept your hands to your fucking self.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you. All right. All right. Yeah, I just wanna. Are you good? Are you fine?
I'm fine. I'm just laughing at the fact that I said get your tickles and you were lost. I lost you for like 3 minutes straight, nigga. You were just like.
Yo, shout out to C.
Did that just really took you out? Well, nigga, what took me out, honestly, was that Insecure finale, my nigga. That Insecure finale was absolutely...
This out, though. First of all, you throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
I knew you weren't ready for it, nigga. I knew you weren't ready. But that Insecure finale happened, man, and it was a glorious thing to see. We won't get into all the nitty-gritty if you haven't seen it.
Man, listen, it's been all over. We're getting into this, nigga. All these pictures are spoilers. As you can see.
That's true.
Everything is... So the culmination was... The question was going to be... Biggest question was, what was going to end up with Issa? How was Issa's life going to end up? Was she going to end up with Nathan, Lawrence, or alone? Mm-hmm.
Or and a whole nother nigga we didn't know.
Or people a whole were speculating. Nigga.
Some people were speculating maybe that her and Crenshaw would, after all that passion at the beginning of their relationship, that they would have popped off. I actually would have kind of enjoyed that, nigga.
I thought they would probably bring Daniel back. I thought they'd have probably brought Daniel back.
Some people mentioned Daniel potentially.
But she ended up with Lawrence. And Lawrence, and then remember, one of the things Issa did not want to do was she said, quote unquote, said she didn't want to be a stepmom. Here she is with Lawrence is now about 5-year-old son, Ja, and at the end, they are engaged with some of the other beautiful things that did happen in this. We saw a wedding. Yes, Molly got married to Tori, and I loved it. Now, bro, I did predictions on the show that I said, did predictions before the show aired. I put on Twitter. I said, my predictions are Issa's going to either end up with Lawrence or alone, Tori is going to propose, and Tiffany is going to be pregnant again. Why was I right on all accounts? Technically,
you were wrong. It was Kelly that was pregnant.
But supposedly, from what I heard, Tiffany's pregnant too. Kelly is pregnant, but Tiffany was too on her second baby out in Denver because they have the big ass house. Again, Kelly was like she'd have found her man. She was like,
well,
I told
it was during Tiffany's her birthday.
Right,
they went out for her birthday. Yeah,
right.
But I mean, that was the thing. I had plenty of guesses. I didn't have a guess that Kelly would be pregnant and with someone. I did have a guess that Kelly, based off of what they set up with her, with Molly's parents, that she would finally be in business for herself, which she is, or sort of. She is now with the black law firm.
Yes, as the estate planner.
As the estate planner, which was amazing to see. I had a weird feeling that maybe Tiffany would, maybe her and
Derek
might move back to L.A.
Because but I'm glad to see that she worked it out. Because she said she hated Denver.
Yep.
She said she hated Denver.
I had a feeling that might happen. Nigga, I was taking... Huh?
Real quick, when Molly got to call her mama her pass, mom.
Bro, nigga, that took me by surprise. I wasn't ready.
And I'm gonna tell you where it took me by surprise. I remember getting a call at work about my mom passing. I remember being when I tell you my hand to God, I was working at the University of Chicago in the food court area. I was one of the line grill cooks, whatever. Yeah. And my brother had called me. And so I'm like, yo, I'm working. So I go in the back. I'm like, yo, my nigga, what's good, bro? I'm on the phone. Like, what? Nigga, stop playing with me. Stop playing. And I just broke down. Was like, I got to. And I just started shaking. Like, I got to go. My mom just died. And so that hit me because it reminisced a lot for me. But you were about to say, I'm sorry, before I brought up the story.
No, it's all good. I mean, that one kind of caught me by surprise. I mean, they obviously kind of set it up, especially when you're talking about time jumping, because what they did, which I thought was cool, you had Issa talking to Mirovich.
Tiffany was pregnant at Molly's wedding.
Okay, got you. So you had...
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Nigga. London Wesley says, wait, what happened to Conquistador, whatever her name was? Condola? Yo, that's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful. Well, that was the thing. They were implying that maybe Lawrence was with her, but when you really watched their relationship, it was clear they were just co-parenting on a very like mature level. They were not together. They were
they were co-parenting, but it seemed there was inklings that Condola may have wanted more.
It's sort of, but the main thing that kind of stuck true, honestly, was looking back at what happened last season when she told him she was pregnant and even how the beginning of the pregnancy happened.
Yeah.
She was off it. She was like, this is too messy, the whole Issa shit. I don't want nothing to do with it, which is why I was glad a lot of conversations happened before this was over. You had Issa finally have a conversation with Condola and everything that was going on.
Nigga, when Steve Daydream field goal kicking the baby in the
house. No, not that. She said she fucking hit it with the Steph Curry jumper. What, bitch? Like, bro, that shit was so funny. That shit was, because I genuinely got confused for a second. I thought that was real. And then I was like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm like, he's out here shooting three-pointers with the baby. Like,
bro, so she hit the Steph Curry where Steph did this and then looked at the crowd and said, and then ran off.
Again, but one of the things is with this show is it definitely tied up everything. The show starts, the very first episode of Insecure starts with Lawrence on the couch missing Issa's birthday, not remembering it's her birthday. The show ends with Lawrence taking Issa out for her birthday and also Issa finally being secure with herself. How do you know she's secure with herself? There's no mirror Issa talking back to her. At the very end, when she, and remember, because normally every time she was talking, when she was finna fuck the dude that looked like a Daniel variant, you know, she was like, because Lawrence called, and then Mirror Issa was like, bitch, don't
you answer it?
Right. Like, it was always.
There's a dick waiting for you in the room. Don't answer that shit.
You now. So, like, you had all that. But again, at the end, there was no Mirror Issa needed to talk to her. But the second thing they ended it on was when Molly said, I think this nigga might have broke my pussy. And she was like, oh, now you want to claim it. I was like, okay. But I
appreciated that. I thought the most important thing to have happened, it ended on Molly and Issa talking to each other. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing above all else, it wasn't her relationship with Lawrence. In my opinion, that was the main crux of the show, though it was very important.
It was Molly and
Issa. In my opinion, that was the B story. The A story was Molly and Issa. That is their relationship.
Speaking of which, there are two parts to one scene. When Issa is helping Molly take the dress off, and after Issa finally gets the dress off and she's about to leave, she says, I'll let Torian take it from here. That is a thing many best friends I've talked to, many women who like that, truly to understand that, like, that's your girl, but now your girl is married.
Well, it is in the same breath where you see the whole, you know, the old tradition of like the parents, you know, walking the daughter down and handed, like, okay, from our family, now y'all's family, y'all doing that same thing. It's the same thing. It was the family of Molly and Issa to be like, girl, like she said, I'll let Torian take it from here. And part of that also, in my opinion, a lot of people are saying that when you marry somebody, you should be trying to marry your best friend. And I think that that's another thing that was so beautiful about it. It's not to say that Issa and Molly aren't going to be thick as thieves for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that, like, he's your main now, and I understand that, and that love, that was beautiful to see, to be honest with you.
But the best part out of all that came in the scene where Molly was thanking Issa, but in all actuality, shout out to Prentice Penny and Yvonne Orji, who let the world in on a secret. That was not Molly talking to Issa. That was Yvonne Orji talking to Issa Rae. And if you rewatch it,
talking about the documentary?
No, that was, yeah, David said it on Twitter. That was basically the monologue that she gives when she says, Issa, thank you for loving me, for being me when I'm me. That Prentice told her to give her, that was her final scene. He told her to talk to her as Yvonne, not Molly. So if you watch it again, you see the moment where Issa realizes this ain't in the script. Those tears Issa have in that sniff, that snot, is because it's real. No, she knows it. And you can see, and that's the moment it hits you completely, where it's like, she was like, look, She's like, I don't know what the future holds, but I know I'm all right with you here. Thank you for loving me while I was being me. That was from her heart.
Yeah.
And no, so
there was a lot here. And I want to answer this real quick. Joseph Ashley says, is Insecure supposed to be Black Sex in the City or was it girlfriends? Now let's
neither or
let me just say this. I don't think it has anything to do with Sex in the City. I mean, sure, if you're maybe pitching that to HBO, you might pitch them that idea, but it's not that. And it's a lot of people were making also the comparison, oh, it's kind of like the Black version of Girls. It's not that either. I would say, having done Issa's masterclass, she speaks on the things that influenced her to write what she writes. And she does quote Girlfriends as one of the things, because she wanted, she essentially said Fresh Prince, Girlfriends. There was a number of things that she would look at and say, I want to see more of that. I want to give a voice to something in that same vein, but is different. And she really talks about finding your voice and putting it forth when you create. So I think that there may have been little tidbits from Girlfriends or Fresh Prince, but this was completely its own beast.
Like, well, that's what I was about to say. Can we, why? I feel like we, with a lot of Black shows in general, and that's one of the things I wanted to bring up because for discussion for us, we try, a lot of Black people try to compare them to other shows instead of letting this show stand on its own. When we see family comedies, what are the first ones we automatically compare them to? Fresh Prince, Family Matters, The Cosby Show, instead of letting these shows stand on their own merit. And that is something that Insecure has done. So I want to ask you, forget the third story that's on that, because I was going to type it in the private chat. I didn't pull assets. We'll talk about it later.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Let me ask you this. Where does Insecure, if it does, sit on your Mount Rushmore of Black television? That's if it sits there.
I would say it makes my Rushmore. I would honestly say it makes my Rushmore. I think if I had to think about it, I got to figure out maybe what my Rushmore is. My Rushmore of Black just TV shows, period.
Black television. Black. What did I put in anything? Yeah, Black TV shows. Mount
Rushmore, so my personal Rushmore of Black TV at this point is Fresh Prince, The Boondocks, Chappelle Show, and Insecure. That's my personal Mount Rushmore. I know people are going to obviously talk about Cosby Show. People will mention Martin. People will mention Jamie Foxx Show. People will mention A Different World. They'll mention a lot of stuff. But for me personally, I think those are the four that most directly I relate to from how I grew up, the way I look at the world, the way I interact with people both in my race and outside of it. That is the one I think that sticks the most, let alone my sense of humor.
Right.
All four of those shows, my sense of humor has been kind of dictated from them. And Insecure wasn't necessarily like changing it, but it matched it. I feel like Chappelle Show, Boondocks, Fresh Prince shaped who I was because I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Insecure matched where my mind already was, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. For me, Insecure does fall on my Mount Rushmore. It is one of the shows in which I've told you numerous times. I've watched beginning to end repeatedly now, because it's helped formulate how I want to write these, how I'm writing this TV show, right? And it's not to be Insecure, but it's the understanding of what I want it to be. Chappelle Show will always be there, but does it go on my Mount Rushmore? Yeah. Martin doesn't go for me. Martin doesn't go for me because Martin falls off heavily season.
Ooh, fuck Atlanta. Ooh, I gotta, I need to wait. Here's the thing. Atlanta will probably make my Rushmore. I don't know what gets knocked off, but I need to see it completed. We're still in the middle of it, and the new trailer for the new season looks incredible. But I need to see how the show finishes before I make that
season. Is this the final season?
They didn't say that. They just gave a trailer.
Okay. So,
to my knowledge, I think there's two more on contract.
Okay. So, again, like, it's Chappelle and Insecure for sure. Chappelle, because, again, I love the way he views the world throughout the eyes of the show. Mm-hmm. And to see with Insecure, to see Black culture being presented as Black culture. There's no, let's spice this up for people. There's no, let's water it down for people. This is the beauty of what our culture is within itself. And I love it for that. And again, there's certain shows people are bringing up in the chat, and I see y'all.
Living Color is a big one. I love that.
But here's why Living Color becomes, in Living Color's first 2-3 seasons, immaculate. But after you lose a lot of the main cast members, and again, some shows lose that spunk towards the end. They lose that steam. And I understand you have changes in Go ahead.
You about to say something? I mean, just in the sense that there is something to be said about the run of a show. That specifically, you might have a bad season here or there. There was kind of an iffy season of Insecure in there, but overall, like, stayed at that level. So that's part of the reason why you just want to see what the life of the show is, just because of that. Because for me, I didn't love the first season of Martin, but after that, great, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. So it just depends on really where the whole thing goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I glitchy or you?
I think it's you, but I don't know. The neighborhood can tell us.
Okay, because I saw myself kind of slow down, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? All right, I was just making sure everything was cool. So, yeah, but I'll eventually have that. But, again, it was one of the shows that I loved. All right, let me see if we got any Streamlabs.
Also, I'm laughing. I'm not smoking crack, right? Mount Rushmore is 4. How many people are out here putting 5 and 6? And I'm like, y'all, you have to pick 4.
4. Like, I said nothing. I saw
nigga,
it.
Nigga, this ain't the village hidden in the leaves where they get put every time they get a new president and shit, a new fucking Hokage, they put it on the wall and be 7 and 8 of them motherfuckers. There are 4 on the Mount Rushmore, my guy. Girls, like, shit.
I saw it and I was just like, I'm going to let it.
Unless we're going with head of state rules, where at the end of the film they decide that nigga face up there with the fucking earring and shit. If we're going by head of state rules, fine. If
we're going by that rules, but we'll figure that out. All right. Just so you guys, if you want to get them in real quick, I'm about to read them. Streamlabs.com/blurtsandhood/tip. Anything through Cash App, Venmo, either Mr. J. Washington or the Swaggy Blur. Alberto Rios, as always, thank you so much. Mr. Cersei, thank you. He says, send a support to my favorite YouTube show. I'm also surprised that Winston hasn't talked about The Bachelorette for over the last several weeks, especially with the black lead and a brother winning the show.
I mean, real quick, I'll do a quick take on it. I was a little upset at first that with her choice, she chose Nate. For those that are, because this nigga has called himself. He has literally called himself.
By the way,
Costco Chris Brown.
Huh? Ooh, hold that thought. Shouts out to Sajada Day, Tristan J. Winger, Thug Yoda, as well as Freedom Bream being brought back.
Brought
at
them
the
both
end.
Back. I loved it. I loved it,
bringing
man.
Her whole life full circle.
The best part is Thug Yoda's ass was still outside the fucking dude like, teaching his daughter about how to ride a bike or some shit.
Also, like, the dude and Easton, everybody said it best. The dunes is our Hollywood sign.
Yeah. No, that's true.
It's Black America's Hollywood sign. So I apologize. True. I saw it before I got rid of the assets. So I wanted to make sure.
No, that's totally fine. As far as it goes, at first I was upset about it. I think part of the issue for me with her choosing Nate was just from the fact that they gave a kind of a bad edit to him and they made it seem like he really wasn't that into her. But then when they did the After the Rose interview, it was very clear how much they really love each other. But nigga, here's the one thing I need to throw at you that they ain't never done before on the show. And it really felt like ABC was like, hey, every nigga that watches this show, we real sorry. So after they do the final interview with Michelle and Nate, right? All of a sudden, the host, Kayla, goes, by the way, you know, your love is so great. We love talking about it. It's Christmas time, so we want to give you a present. They bring out a gingerbread house, and they open that motherfucker up, and it is a check for $200,000 as a down payment for their first home. They have They have never done that. Ever in Bachelor, Bachelorette, bro. So the fact that the first, it's not the first black couple to come out of the franchise, because you had Riley and Marissa in Bachelor in Paradise earlier this year be the first engaged black couple. But this is the first one through one of the main shows, either Bachelor or Bachelorette. So I was just laughing. I was like, they realized how bad they fucked up with black people the last 18 months.
What?
Nigga, with that, they walked up to them with that check talking.
Congratulations! Oh my God.
So I was just, I was dying. I was like, So either way, man, it was cool to see because I was pulling for Brandon. But once I saw how much Nate genuinely cares about her, No, I know. No, that was the thing. A lot of black people were on Twitter being like, nigga, that kind of felt like ABC's reparations to black people. That was all over Twitter. That shit was all over Twitter. And I was kind of dying at it. I was like, ooh. But either way, man, that's pretty much it with Bachelor. I wish we had more time off. I don't really want to get back in. I don't know if I'll even watch this next season because they went back to – I don't have a problem with them going back to a white dude. That's fine. They just picked a dude that they didn't tell us nothing about. Nigga seems boring as fuck. He is just a middle America, like – nigga. Call this nigga an underdog when he's like 6'4", played football, jacked to shit.
Nigga.
So it's like, don't call this nigga an underdog. Like, just whatever. So I didn't love that, but I may sit out this one. We'll see what happens, man.
Who are these niggas?
Shout out to Dejan January for the Cash App. Appreciate you so much for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sending that in. What other Streamlabs we got, dude?
Those were the only Streamlabs that came in. Those only two. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, let me do this math real quick. That's that plus that. Okay. We good. We're about $25 away from a shot.
Okay, cool. So with that being said, while we spend $25 waiting, this is what's happening now.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I was doing a lot of shit. All right. So I split one Karen earlier, and now this shit here.
Stop! We gotta remain calm. We gotta remain calm. I heard that. Listen! Listen! The fuck! Listen!
Mace, calm down.
So listen,
calm
man.
Calm down.
Now you fucking listen.
You calm the fuck down.
Listen. You calm the fuck down. We, if you're with me, we need to lock hands.
No, seriously. You're gonna deny your 5-year-old boy?
We need to lock.
Are you guys gonna deny you?
If you're willing. Lock it off.
Cops are here.
Lock it off. Who is willing to lock it on with me? Who is willing to lock it on with me?
Oh, Lord.
There's
something down. That's what
I want to know. Who's going to lock it on?
This is a good one.
I want to know who will
lock it on. I can't. I just can't.
Dude, on with me.
I
want the first person to lock it on.
Like the big boys are already on to us, sir. It's like you're running out, Jones, Tim Gore, Lucas. It's like all over the place.
Stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself.
No segregation. No discrimination. No segregation.
She just wanted a shake.
No, you can't tell me that I can't eat. I really lost my job. If you guys are paid, I have underground for long, for long. And that should be my right. This is not a law. It's not a law.
Mandates are not laws. Mandates are not laws. Mandates are not laws. Mandates are not laws. Mandates are not laws.
Let me talk to the NYPD.
Come on. Just sitting here looking at something on Google real quick. Just want to see what understand. So a law is a long-term rule which is voted by elected representatives, namely senators, congressional reps. Mandates are quickly implemented to face a specific situation. They're a lower tier law, and basically they are. But also, here's something motherfuckers got to understand. What type of scene are you trying to make, and what point do you think you've proven going into a Burger King? Be like, oh, you're not going to serve my child food? First of all, take your ass to McDonald's. You are in the NYC. Take your ass somewhere else if you want to make that big of a deal. Thirdly, if you are in any private establishment, any company, and they tell you to leave because you are not following their posted rules, and you proceed to remain there after being told to exit the premises, you are what's called trespassing. So therefore, the police can arrest you even then. Now, you want to act like you're some pariah, and I'm really tired of white people using Martin Luther King for shit that you have no fucking clue what he means.
This nigga is wearing a Martin Luther King hoodie. Who wants to get locked up with me? Who wants to lock arms? Who wants to get locked up? Nigga, if you don't shut your stupid ass. Someone said it best, bro. Someone said it best. Where I got to find this thing real quick.
So I forgot we have
a star thing. I forgot that that's a thing. This nigga, this Chad, got locked up for the Impossible Whopper, my nigga. He got locked up for the Impossible Whopper, my nigga. Like, bro, are you fucking kidding me?
None of you all, if you happen to have a friend, a family member, or a fucking idiot in your circle that is one of those people that do this. None of you all who are doing this is making any real type of a goddamn stand. You do understand you look like a fucking moron.
Not only the fact that, like, you are not doing this if you really feel this way. Let's just give you, I'm going to play devil's advocate for 30 seconds here and say, let's say you really don't believe in this shit, so you're going to go protest. Why the fuck are you doing that at the Burger King, messing with the people barely make a minimum wage to flip them fucking burgers and serve that shit? They don't have control over that. They are following the rules coming down from either their bosses or from the government. If you really feel that strongly, nigga, then go stand outside City Hall and say some shit. Leave these fucking people just trying to do their goddamn job alone. You piece of shit. Every single person in there is trash.
Also,
leave them the fuck alone.
Also, I got a really big one. You ready for this really big, this real big thing, real important? It's a big but little bitty thing, right? You don't want to get a vaccination. You're like, I don't know what I'm putting in my body. But you will put Burger King in your body. Shut the fuck up. Shut the whole fuck up.
I said it best. Nigga, the South Park COVID special, the post-COVID special.
It's the greatest shit.
Clyde. They went Clyde. So spoiler alert, Clyde refuses to get the vaccine. And they go, hey, Clyde, you know, we're in this lockdown, man, and we know you know, I get it, you don't want to vaccinate, that's fine, but, like, yo, do you party? Like, it's getting boring. He's like, yeah, party, let's go. This nigga was about to do cocaine and put that in his body, but wouldn't get the fucking vaccine.
They found out they put some of the COVID vaccine in the cocaine.
Well, that was funny. So he caught that at the last second and said, wait a minute, y'all trying to vaccinate me through this cocaine shit, but, like, the fact that people will bitch and moan about the vaccine putting it in their body, but will go all day and eat Burger King and McDonald's and all that shit. Miss me with that bullshit.
The most hood shit I tell everybody all day. Every nigga I know from the block or bitch I know, and this is the hood shit. Yo, you suck niggas dick you meet on the first day. You eat ass, nigga. Stop telling me about what you won't put in your body. Stop. That's the hood shit out of me.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine? You remember real quick, Boondocks once again, that MLK episode where he comes down and all the niggas coming up. He just goes, would all you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up? Like, bro, can you imagine him coming back? I can't believe all these crackers is using my name and not take some medicine. Like, bro.
It's surreal. Like, you're using... remember, like Stephon Marbury tried to say with Kyrie Irving, Muhammad Ali be proud. Muhammad Ali did a whole vaccination PSA. But again, you eat fast food. There have been numerous documentaries and studies, and people still eat it. But you're talking about you don't know what's in the vaccination, but you don't know if that'll kill you. But for sure, your fat ass eat all them Whoppers and all that other shit will. But make it make sense to me.
Nick, I got it for you, nigga. I will quote the Boondocks once again. So instead of supporting R. Kelly, it's like, so, ma'am, you're out here eating the McDonald's. Why would you do that? Because he good. You remember that shit, nigga?
Nigga!
You remember that shit in the second episode? So why are you here supporting R. Kelly after knowing that he has been charged with pedophilia? Because he good.
Nigga, hush.
It's the same shit, nigga. It's the same stupid shit. But with that, y'all, I definitely got to throw this at you real quick. I definitely saw it, and I saw you star it.
Spidey Sensei 72 said, oh, somebody dipped a rat in batter and served it at a Popeye's out here. I haven't been back to one in years. What?
But this is what I hate about that. I mean, I understand, and you got what's going on with you, man. I hate that because that's one person ruining. This is what's the old saying? This is why we can't have nice things. That's one nigga ruin it for everybody. Like that's.
Who the fuck called a rat? Was like, hey, I'm putting this in this nigga's pre spicy. What?
Nigga. No, that's not the sequel to Ratatouille. That right there sounds like the epilogue, nigga. That nigga fell in the fucking deep fryer and then got served up. That's what that shit turned
Why you to. Say they taking Raimi out like that, nigga? What Chris, Raimi
Chris
do to
you? Chris is the one that said it. Chris is the one that said it. I ain't say it. But I agree. Please don't ruin Popeyes for people. Don't do
this. Yeah, because life like, don't need that being rude, but you need these. Everybody!
Jimmy Dale says, why y'all gotta talk shit about guys named James like that? Fuck you, nigga.
His nigga named James.
Trust this nigga named James. Jimmy, I didn't know if you were like a nigga. I thought Jimmy Nails was white. I don't know. Maybe Jimmy is black. Maybe. Nigga! No niggas coming. Oh,
on!
Niggas coming all shapes, sizes, and colors. I get it. I just.
Nasty.
I definitely said a nigga named James. I didn't say this guy named James. I said a nigga named James. I
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Anyways, we gotta get the fuck up out of here. Jay, tell them where they can find you, man.
Oh, you can find me back here on Thursday. We're doing the best of 2021, man. Let's just do that. Some of our top things from 2021. We'll figure out the list. Let us know on our. Huh?
We'll check it twice.
Can he say that?
Bro.
You know, I think he said that just go, oh, get your shot, dog. Get your shot.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
I poured mine up in anticipation.
I'll be right back. Where's my. Is my shot glass not in here? Shit. Here's one. I got some liquor in here.
We're going to do it. So on Twitter.
Oh, I guess I'm out of liquor. I'll be right back. Hold on.
On Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter at Blurts in the Hood, BLERDS, the letter NTHEHOOD. We will, we're going to probably do our best of movies, TV shows, sports moments, dumb moments, all et cetera, et cetera. So we'll try to get that done on here. So I'll be back for that on Thursday. Again, Mad Titan Podcast will begin after next week. Not the first week of the year, after next week. I have to squeeze it in. I got a bunch of stand-up shows coming up. Yeah. If you're this is your first time watching Blurs in the Hood, please go ahead and subscribe to us on this YouTube channel. If you're over on Twitch, all that good shit. Hey, have you checked Twitch in a minute? No, that means no.
Well, I did as far as like you sent me that message and I sent you one back.
I'm talking about just as far just as
in
like
general. Yeah, I need to hold on. Give me a second. Apologies, everyone.
Yeah, he's the Twitch guy.
I also need to change it from your phone number because it's always slowing everything down. You need to tell me that real quick. While you're doing that, just put in the private chat. While you're doing that, everyone, you know where to find me everywhere that Swaggy Blurs are sold. Twitter,
street Instagram, corners. Facebook.
Shut the fuck up. Twitter, Instagram. Hold on.
There you go.
Okay, great. Yep. Putting that in, all that good stuff. You know, I will be on SEN tomorrow morning. I'll be on Citizen on Thursday. I'll also be here on Thursday. And yeah, that's everything for the time being. We will be
George Bruce, as well as selling Swaggy Blur.
Oh Lord! Oh God, Jesus. Here's my shot. You ready? You already take it.
I took mine.
Okay, cool.
Why'd you slurp it like that? That sound is so disgusting.
Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with a little slurp slurp. Extra seasoning, nigga. Extra. So, you know. Hey, man. Look. Look, if somebody ain't like this after you slurp, you're doing it wrong. Like if your girl ain't looking like that after you done slurping it up, bro, you doing it.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
Hey, man.
I like to say to y'all, though, the CDC does recommend if you are a woman and you look good. They just recommend you back that answer.
Wow. You're Heather, just think about it. But yeah, man. Anyway, I want to thank each and every person in the neighborhood for rocking with us this past weekend after dark, for rocking with us today. We will see you on Thursday. Yeah, that's fine. We get it. You have some sort of weird freak tongue like an anteater. Either way, please, everybody. Please.
Nigga!
Please join us on Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific, as we say goodbye to 2021 and move on into the new year. Much love to each and every one of you. Stay safe. We out here. Peace.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
726 followers on Twitch, nigga.
So that means you need to pay more attention to the shit. I'm the one that handle all the YouTube.
There's only seven people watching on Twitch. Everybody's watching on YouTube, but like we got a decent amount of followers over there. So I don't know. Do we do some more content over there, nigga?
That's what Blurs After Dark is for.
I mean, I'm aware of that. That's very much what Blurs After Dark is for.
So I should just go live on Twitch with all my chesticles out and just oiling myself. I just do a whole stream an hour and a half.
If you want to.
Just an hour and a half, me rubbing myself.
Speaking of which, I finally have my setup, y'all. It's going down. I'm trying to hook up one of my game systems today, so shit, I might have to hop on the Swaggy Blur Twitch
sometime this week. I'm going to have to keep y'all posted on that shit.
Oh, I thought this nigga was going to say he finna start streaming. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, man.
Shit.
Let me see.
You ain't said nothing but a word, Negro. Let me-